I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline. We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. It's Farrell. The bench in the biggest way possible, hanging out the best, eat a broken, eat a bad, I'm on the bad, I'm hanging around a bunch of bad, bad, take bad, lie, bad, do bad, 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 it's bad vibes. We are live in La 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 Lipstick City at the Convention Center at Super Bowl 56. People dressed in plastic bags, not directing traffic, they're sitting on top of horses. You got rats on the west side, bedbugs uptown, except here it's rats on Malibu, bedbugs in Hollywood. This town's full of tatter. My brain splattered all over Manhattan Beach. Did you like that one instead of Manhattan?
Did you like that? Right on the spot, too.
Oh, woo, woo. I think I might have caught something from Keith Shadube. Yeah. Oh, woo, woo. Oh, woo, woo, woo. Yeah. Woo, woo. Yeah. Shadube. Yeah. It's Pharrell gigging with Mafia. Dave Sherapan's here with us, the ball carrier, a good old Pittsburgh boy. What do you think, bro? So we're going to hang out here for a while and chill. We got a lot of action going here. Lakers, yep. Bucks. We got the Spoilermakers against the Illini in Mackey, West Lafayette. That's gigging. And so let's go back to last night. So when I got home, you were partying with Park Harbor High.
Man, that dude.
But listen. You weren't even drinking.
No.
But he was.
Yes.
And so he was there for 3.5 hours drinking. Because when I left him, he left here. So before he left here, he drank like 5 half yards of beer.
First down?
That was at the Yard House. He drank 5 of those. Then he went home, and he drank for 3.5 hours with you. Because when I got home at 9:30, he was talking fast.
He was.
When people are talking fast, I already, that's just a done deal. That's a done deal. I already know they're gassed, right? So he was talking about having breakfast with Haro for like an hour straight.
Must have said it 10 times.
Are you going to have breakfast with me tomorrow at 6:30 in the morning?
6:30 in the morning.
He said that how many times? At least 10.
Over. Whatever the number was, it's over.
It may have been 14.
All right.
So all I know is he said it, and then, of course, so Haro shows up for breakfast late at 5 of 7 when they were going to meet. They were going to meet at 6:30 because he had to leave at 7 to get here to do the show. Meanwhile, Sherapan is snoring and farting
out
in his room,
out
completely
out
cold, as if you had drank all the beer.
Correct.
You didn't drink any beers.
I didn't drink any. I did the whole first day of Media Row yesterday.
Are you not a drinker?
No, I got to lay low. A little bit now. I can drink wine and I can have one or two drinks now, but I can't have more than that because it's like a working vacation.
Right.
So I got to kind of watch what I'm doing. So
like if you were to, drink, let's say 3 or 4 wines and a beer or two, what would happen to you?
Sleep until Tuesday.
You could go.
I could be 18 hours out sleeping. My body just, I need sleep, but then. Few more drinks than quantity allowed.
You sound like you're from Pittsburgh to me.
A little bit.
I mean, because Like when I talk, like I'm going downtown with Ron and Scott, and then we're gonna go with them, and then we're going with Yins and them. But then we're gonna go back down there, and then we're gonna go to like Carson Street with them, and on the south side, and then we're gonna go to the north side. There's a like place we go over there, and then I'm going with my friend Dawn and Scott.
We're going out.
It's partly cloudy in Allegheny County.
Everything's a little. It's a little Boston. It's a little bit of Pittsburgh. It's all kind of mixed. It's not like you. I don't know where those voices come from. What you do, how you do it, it is unbelievable. You talk like this all the time.
Yeah, but I don't even. I don't sound like I'm from Pittsburgh.
You don't?
I don't.
You do to me only because I think you can't lose it.
Like I think I sound like. First of all, let's welcome all of our radio affiliates. There's millions of them. We're on Sirius. We're on Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio San Diego. And there's Tijuana, do you wanna? And then, of course, Sports Map, Sports Byline, Armed Forces Radio, all over the globe. Hoorah, soldier, hoorah, soldier, hoorah. And then, so I don't think that I sound like I'm from Pittsburgh at all. And nor do I sound like, because I lived in Pittsburgh my whole life. And then I lived in Chicago. And a lot of people in Chicago, you know, they talk like this, like, you know, Coach Ditka, and then we're, you know, we're going to Soldier Field, and then we're going to, you know, slam some beers, and we're going to, we're going to hang out with Coach Ditka.
I feel like I'm in Chicago right now.
The Bears and
so
that.
Cool.
We're going to
we got to go see the Bears, the Bears.
The Bears. We're going over to the west side to go see the Hawks.
How long did you live there?
We're hard asses. I lived there for 3 years. I covered the Blackhawks and White Sox, and then I grew up there actually as a child, and then moved to Pittsburgh when I was in.
Okay.
I moved to Pittsburgh when I was in like seventh grade.
So where's the allegiance, the true allegiance? If we're to cut open Pittsburgh. Your heart, it's Pittsburgh.
Yeah,
right?
I'm a Pittsburgh boy. So I was there. I saw, all the Super Bowls and all the glory and all the Penguins. I've been with the Penguins since the jump, from the igloo to the Stanley Cups.
When they were bad, you were there.
I was there when Lemieux got drafted.
Yeah.
I covered the team. I went to every game. All right, we're talking to Dave Sherapin. We're going to talk a lot about Pittsburgh, and we're going to talk bad about people, and then we're going to talk about games that are going on tonight, and then we're going to make fun of the Lakers, and then we're going to gamble heavily on events.
May or may not be a good Sports Grid listener.
Test yourself.
If you've ever gotten rabies from trying to get a fresh rabbit's foot, you may not be a good Sports Grid listener. Sports gaming strategies and info. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network. You're listening to Farrell on the Bench with Scott Farrell.
All right, Farrell, back with you. Dave Sherapin's with us. So you grew up just a gigantic Steeler fan and Penguins, Pirates,
all of it.
And like, I still love the Pirates, but boy, do they suck!
Man, just one time can they win a World Series again? I was there in '79. I mean, I went to Game 3, froze, couldn't believe how cold it was, but. Jack Ham was my next-door neighbor, I told you, for 6 years.
Yeah, that's the greatest thing
ever.
That would give me a full chub.
It was awesome. It was fantastic.
I'd have an 18-wheeler if he was my neighbor. I mean, honestly, like, because I'm friends with a lot of them. I know a lot of them. I told you, Andy Russell.
Yeah.
I got a picture of Jack Ham literally in my house, of him lighting up Cliff Branch coming over the middle. I got a picture and blow your mind.
Man.
A charcoal sketch. It's badass. Oh. It's evil. And he's lighting up Cliff Branch. It's the greatest thing you've ever seen.
How good were those Raiders games when we were kids?
They were just fantastic. And then, like, the Raiders had some level of success against the Steelers, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
They beat them.
Well, they were bad dudes. They were rough
they were
and tumble,
dudes.
Too.
Casper.
Oh.
Hendricks. Stabler was a badass. You got to admit.
Man.
You just have to admit. Biletnikoff.
Did he smoke on the sidelines?
I hope so.
He might have, right?
I hope.
It's like, hey, I'm going to go get a first down. I'm going to drive down. Hold on, let me throw this.
Was there anything greater, though, than seeing them win all those Super Bowls?
No.
And then what did you think when you saw Big Ben win two of them?
I was older, And it was cool, but it wasn't like that. Right. Like, you remember the paper used to have the cartoon characters of the Steelers? And, like, I remember that like it was yesterday. I don't remember as much about the Steelers. I remember the Penguins, those Stanley Cup runs. Because, like you, I was there when they were bad.
I remember the Stanley Cup. And, you know, I've said this a million times. I said it to you that, I mean, no one likes hearing it. My family, no one likes hearing it. I love them more than anyone.
We've known them longer.
Known them longer, loved them longer. Suffered through it. Suffered through everything. The Islanders, you name it.
Oh.
I just always loved them more and than anything on earth.
How do you
I actually, you know, I love football. I do. And I love the Super Bowl wins. And I cherish them. And I, you know, I was at all of them. All I know is this, is that I still like the Penguins ones more.
Me too.
The first
I don't know
the first
why.
One the first one against Minnesota was crazy.
Oh.
The second one against the Blackhawks the
was
very next year I just had such a massive chub.
Was amazing.
And then to see him win it again in 09 in game 7 on the road. And Mafia and I went to in 08 we went to see him lose.
Right.
We saw him lose to the Red Wings 2-1 at the Glue, and I got my dad.
I was at the game.
Now, how about this?
I was at the same game.
We were at the same game. And so we're at the game with my dad, and my dad, I got him seats right on the glass, right on the glass from the Stanley Cup Finals. So the guy, we take him to the game. They lose. Game's over. We go up to the street level to the Steel building where he parks, where my dad worked at U.S. Steel his whole career. So we went down into his parking garage, and he goes, right at the top where you walk down, he goes, "Yeah, you guys just find your own way.
Scotty, I'm going the opposite direction. Why don't you get back to your hotel a different way?"
Really?
I looked at him and I said,
Just like that?
I just got you into the Stanley Cup Finals, sitting on the glass down there picking your nose, rubbing your hands against the glass with a booger, and you're going to tell me to drive home? What, am I going to walk? Because I was
like
staying
that.
Out in, like, I was staying out on the east side in, like...
Thanks, Bob.
I forget the name
just
of the
like
place. It's down... on the river where there's tons of bars and shops and everything.
The waterworks?
Yeah.
Okay.
Out there. And right. I was staying out there at some hotel, some crappy hotel.
Oh,
and
he made us
like get a, I'm like, what am I going to hitchhike? So we got a cab. Back then there was only cabs. There was no Uber. We took a cab. And then I remember telling Mafia at the time, I said, I go, we're driving back. I go, we got to go somewhere where I can find some weed. I go, I need a hooker. And I need some weed. I want to go to a dump. I want to go to a biker bar. I need to find drugs and I need to find alcohol.
Did you go to McKee's Rocks?
And I said, I need women.
Where'd you go?
Because they lost and I was so depressed that they lost. We ended up in like a stupid like TGI Fridays or something and I never scored anything.
Like, where'd you go, Shadyside or something?
Yeah, I went back to the hotel and probably pulled up a porn video. It was awful. And went to sleep like 25 minutes later. So anyway, but I went to all those games. And then I got to tell you.
Have you ever seen the cup in person awarded? The two games in Pittsburgh.
Of course.
They never won it at home.
Okay, so I went to all of them. And then in 16 and 17, they won it. And I literally.
Did you go to San Jose?
Listen, no.
See the game in San Jose?
No,
where they won
it? No. But I was in Pittsburgh.
Okay.
So I went to, when they won the Stanley, I have a Stanley Cup. I have the league gave me a Stanley Cup rendition of it.
For
when I did the Cisco All Access playoff show for a few years with the hot chick. Do you remember what her name was? Heidi Andrel, was that her name?
Oh.
Was that her name?
Yeah.
So I worked with that Heidi Andrel chick from L.A., right? So didn't I see her like years later too? And I was like, hey, what's up? I go, you remember me? And like, how can anyone forget? Like, I'm sitting there doing a show with this chick and I was absolutely crazy.
Right, right.
You just don't forget me.
She big time?
No,
did she say
she,
I forgot
no,
you?
No, she didn't forget me. She just, she looked like she'd been, I'm not going to say
it. She saw ghosts.
She was like that
like,
guy.
Oh, no. No, no, not again.
Yeah, she saw me like, but I was going to say, I was going to say she looked like she got beaten by a wiffle ball bat. But, you know, I guess his version of it's better for, you know, like moving forward here. But like, I was like, because, you know, the years I had seen her, it had been a long time.
Been a while.
Well, like, you know how you get that like Botox face.
Yeah,
I'm not saying she had it, but I'm saying.
I'm not saying she had it.
I'm not saying, but there was potential for some, you know, crow's feet and everything else.
Oh.
But I didn't I see her doing something else? Or what is she doing now? Where did I see her doing TV recently? I saw her doing...
I mean, she was doing fight stuff for a while. Wasn't she like the UFC or something?
Yeah, or something. Okay. Like, I saw her at a boxing or something. No, it was boxing I saw her doing.
Oh, yeah, yeah. At one of the fights on Vegas?
I saw her at a fight in Vegas, and I'm like... And I was like, what are you doing, boxing now? Like, because you know me, I'm just like, whatever. So anyway, I went to those. So they gave me the Stanley Cup. And then what I did was, because
it looked like the real thing?
It's the exact cup.
It's the exact cup replica?
It's amazing. It's amazing. So I bring it to work because Carver High hates me. Like, he's an Islander fan, and I hate him more than life itself.
The Islanders
I hate more than any team on earth.
Well, David Volek is still unforgivable. It's an unforgivable
More than any team on earth I hate. Know. So, like, I'm not a D about it. I'll say, like, I respect good teams. I respect their winning. Right. I respect trots. Yes. I respect good players. I'm friends with Matt Martin. I'm friends with Tavares. Okay. I've partied with them all. They all know me. I'm friends with them. And I always tell them, I hate your guts.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, I hate you dead. Your team Islanders. Sucks. I hate you. Unless you play for the Penguins, I hate you.
Yeah.
So when they won, I came to work with the Stanley Cup, and like I wore the tightest shorts money could buy with my D just hanging in his face. And then I ran around the radio station at WFAN with the Stanley Cup. And people are looking at me, and I'm like, I'm like dropping F-bombs everywhere to everyone that look at me. I'm like, because I hate the Rangers. I hate the Devil. All of them.
Were you in the arena chanting 1940, year that won?
Yeah, and then they win it again. Came back with the same outfit on. I was like, God.
Buffy, is there pictures of this? Is there actually
I have pictures of it. Okay. I'm going to show them. I have pictures on here right now. I have pictures on them right now. So you're going to do one more segment with me.
Yeah.
Because you got to go.
Yeah. I got. Yeah. Until 7:45. I'm good.
Yeah, but you're like, I mean, what a femme. You're like running out the door to go to some bar to meet your friends. Where are your friends from?
Vegas.
All right. I'll let you go. Here's the deal. The Penguins won tonight 4-2 over the
Bruins. Yeah, baby.
And
over.
I bet on them. How much time do I got? All right, we'll come back with Dave Sherapan, my buddy from Pittsburgh. You see him on Sports Grid all the time. He wears millions of different jerseys. I have all of those jerseys plus 300 more. I just don't wear them anymore.
Does he still fit?
I wear blazers and nice sport coats, which is what I should be wearing here this week instead of this golf shirt I wear every day. It's just the most embarrassing thing I've ever been through in my life. They were going through the motions. They were lifeless.
I don't like that or condone that at all.
I play it straight up, yo.
All right, I'm hanging out with Dave Sherapan, our buddy from Vegas. How do you like living in Vegas, Dave, as opposed to, like, you know, Pittsburgh and stuff?
19 years in Vegas now. I really like it.
You settled in.
Yeah. I mean.
You knew I lived there twice.
Yeah.
I told you
we should chronicle a book about your 1 year at the Mandalay.
Yeah. Did you ever see me live in Vegas doing that?
Yes. I came down to the D and watched you do the show with Derek.
Did you ever say hi to me?
Yes.
And I was cool to you?
No, you big time.
No,
that's all right. Yeah, you did. It's fine.
What do you mean?
You were busy. I think you were. I don't think you were all there.
Oh, really?
When we talked, yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah, you were fired up. You did a hell of a show. I had a kick laughing and watching the show. And then I came up, and you were in a hurry or you had something to do, and you were like,
I think I'm generally pretty cool to people.
Yeah, no. It was.
And I don't do it. I don't do it lit or anything.
No.
Yeah, I don't drink or anything.
No. So, but it was fun. I saw you then.
Not anymore.
No, but back then I never did a drink show in Vegas.
No, not the D.
I was sober. I was sober then.
Yeah.
Look, it's no big deal. Like it's just the dumbest story ever. It's not that big of a deal. I quit drinking. Who gives a shit?
Yeah.
I almost dropped him right there. Did you see that? That was a Tiger Woods backswing. I was like, who gives a shit?
That was a pro right there.
I was like, who gives a shit?
Hey, I lived in Curacao for almost 2 years.
I know, that's crazy story.
So that kind of changed my life. I got out of Pittsburgh.
Were you down there with your wife?
No.
Just single,
had an opportunity. You know how things are at home. A guy knows a guy, says, you want to go work in an offshore book? And I was like, I was working at KDK at the time, and I was doing two other jobs, and I was like, yeah, let's go. So I picked up and moved. I did a little stint in the Dominican. Unbelievable places, but I got a PhD in life. It taught me about, you know, just getting out. You know, when you move.
I've been there. I've been through all those Caribbean islands. What was it like for you to run a book?
Awesome. I mean, but it burns you out. I worked 14 to 16 hours a day every single day. There were sports every day. We were booming with business. It was all over the phone. So it was a big room with operators answering phones and taking bets and moving numbers. And I had to learn how to do all the odds. I had to learn how to do everything because the guy that was running the place was looking for other opportunities to get more books. So he would go to Costa Rica. He would go to Dominican.
So
he would go to Antigua.
So you did it so much. For how long were you there?
Almost 2 years.
Okay, so you're there
20 months.
Yeah. So you're there 2 years. Yeah. And then could you easily work at a sports book in Vegas?
Yeah. I equated it to this. When I finally got back, I moved back to Pittsburgh, and I was freezing. You know, once you get out of winter, you're done. So I end up moving to Phoenix first from Pittsburgh and then get to Vegas. And I'm not working. And I go and interview for 5 minutes, and they were like, you're hired. And I was like, yeah, I don't want to do all that stuff in the back because you don't pay enough. I'm going to just write tickets. And I said, after so many years, I didn't realize that I started in the batter's box at Yankee Stadium when I was offshore. And when I got to Vegas, it felt like I got called the double A Round Rock. Like it went backwards.
What book did you work in?
In Vegas?
Yeah.
First one was the Golden Nugget.
Right.
Started down there. When the M Resort opened up, I moved out there.
That place is nice.
Oh, it was fabulous. It was fabulous.
That's a really nice spot.
Yeah, it was great.
Anthony's Steakhouse, right?
Oh, yeah.
I know that chef there, Mark. He's cool.
Oh, great dude. Yeah.
What a guy.
That place was great.
He's a big fan of the show.
Is he?
Cool guy.
Oh, cool guy.
Did you know Kenny?
Kenny Thompson?
Yeah. No.
KT?
No. Kenny, Gambling Kenny. My friend Kenny's a waiter at Anthony's.
Oh.
Older guy, my age. He died. He died of cancer. It was awful. He died like 2 years ago of cancer.
Kenny, I don't remember.
Kenny Johnson.
No, I don't remember Kenny. Gambling
Kenny is the greatest character of all time. He's the guy that we used to go gambling with. He knows him. And we used to go gambling with him, and he sits at the table like no other. And when he's playing blackjack and he's no other, and he looks at the dealer and it's some chick or something, and he always does it. He doesn't just like hit me, you know, people go like that. He sits there at the table, he sits back, he's got a big beer belly, and he's like, he does a whip arm.
He's a pro.
Bro, it's the greatest thing ever. When he does it, you crack up. You're just sitting there watching this guy. So I have to find these pictures. So tell me what happened. So did you?
So tell me what happened.
I'm going to show you the pictures of me with a Stanley Cup before you go to your.
Oh, for sure.
To your Femi dinner with
your
friends.
I got
to
go. You know how these
rolling
things
out
are.
The door. You see this guy rolling out the door on us?
I'm not the 100% out, but
how about this guy? So look at my hat. Like, this is me. I went to a Penguin game the other day against the Sabres, and look at the effort I gave you. You think I work for Sports Illustrated?
Wow, look at you.
Even the Penguin.
You even got iceberg in there.
I got iceberg in there. But look at this. Mount Lebanon, Lebo shirt.
Yeah,
and then I got Lemieux. My wife wants to have sex with him. I offered. So I met him one day with my wife, and I go, 34C. I go, Mary, this is 34C. I go, listen, will you do me a favor? Listen, I'm going to go into the room and say hi to the boys. And say hi to Steige and Old 2-9er. Can you impregnate my wife? And I'll be back in 20 minutes. And then I'll take it from there. And he's like, what's wrong with you, bro? He goes, what's wrong with you, bro? Look at those pictures they got. Now here's me at the Steeler games and my season tickets. Now I want to take you to, I want to take you back. These are all the Steeler games. But I want to take you back to.
I got
to
see you holding the Stanley Cup in the tight tights.
The glory days.
We got to see you in the tight tights.
I'm
going to
take you back. This is my basketball championship team. Here's me getting in a fight with a guy. You think this guy wants to fight me?
No.
Look at the size of that fat ass.
I think. Are you?
I know.
Could you take him?
No, I dropped 30 on it. That's Ken Gambling Kenny.
Oh man.
Legend.
Oh,
okay, now let's and then I'm good friends with Teddy.
Kenny. Oh yeah.
And my teammates is son-in-law. And this is my team. We won a ton of championships. Here's me with the cup.
Look at that.
No way.
Is that your replica one?
Yeah, no, look, there I am running around
WFAN. Look
W-F-A-N.
At that. How heavy is that thing?
Look at the size of my D. It's
you're
just it's enormous.
Yeah,
it's you can see it like sticking right out of the pants. That's at WFAN. Here's me upsetting people in the newsroom.
Oh, you got that old gold one.
Look at it. But I do it. Look at this. Me and my son kissing.
Oh, fantastic.
That was when he was a kid. That was 2016.
Man.
Here it is at home when they won it.
Oh.
I carry
Where
it around.
Is that thing right now?
It's in
now?
My studio right now, and I have sex
oh
with it.
Oh, my gosh. What has been in the bowl? What has been, what have you put in there?
I got to be honest with you. Right now, I keep a bottle of KY in it. If my wife ever comes down to the studio, I'm
come
good
downstairs.
To go.
You're ready to go.
If you come into the studio, I have a penguin sofa, pull out the sofa.
It's a hockey night in Pittsburgh.
That's a good line. And then I get a, I got a recliner too for if you want to ride.
Ooh.
Oh, cowgirl.
Pittsburgh Penguins stuff. Good.
It's a Steeler one. I'm like, ah,
crazy. You are nuts.
Here's me running naked through the hallways.
Oh yes,
running naked.
Man,
how do they win it? And what's funny about that is that it, what's really funny about it is that was like the one. And here's the other one.
Oh,
I showed up. There's number four.
Look at that.
The next one was number five. This
look
was the number four one. There's your boy.
Yes.
My wife still wants to have sex with him.
That was great.
There's Gino.
It. Yeah.
And there they are.
Oh, man, that was such a good one.
And, like, you know, I think that this pretty much sums it up. I'm friends with him, too. He's a nerd. Here's me at work.
Just holding it
That's
the whole
me at
time.
CBS.
Just do the whole show like that?
The whole show. And I just rub it in Carver High's face. Oh. Like, you have no idea.
You know I lost a bet to him last year for the playoffs. I had to wear that orange Islander jersey.
I knew you lost
the rest of the season until they lost. And they almost made it to the Cup
Finals. And
would
you wear it every day until they lost?
Every time on the show, I had to come on every day for the rest of their playoff run. He was going to wear the Penguins
what,
stuff.
On the show with Lisi and him?
I had to wear it on every show that I did. So I was on 3 hours a day wearing that orange.
He'd have to wear Penguins.
He'd have to wear Penguins. Yeah, yeah.
They never beat the
Islanders.
They
let that soft goal in. And,
the Bailey goal. Oh. I hate that goalie. Man. Jari.
He's playing better.
He's playing great, but he gave that goal up, and he'll never live it down. Overtime, he gives it easier.
What if he gets us a cup now?
He goes, here, take it. Just shoot
I know.
It.
That was so
you
bad.
You take it. It's overtime.
Shot, he gave him the puck. It was a great assist.
I'm tired. You do it. I want to go home.
Terrible.
I want to go home to my mommy.
It was terrible.
It's the worst play I ever saw in my life.
It was bad.
I want to kill myself.
It was rough. I know. But we're going to be okay.
They're
playing good now.
I wanted to kill myself. I really did. You have no idea what that did to me.
It crushed me. I had to wear that orange jersey. I had an alternate Islanders jersey.
Poison.
It was terrible.
Poison.
I know.
That had to be. That's,
Carver texted me.
Why would you
me.
Even own such trash?
I didn't.
I have one.
I got
I have
it.
One.
Some, an Islander guy
I
gave
a bossy.
It to me.
Oh, yeah. I have a bossy because I respect greatness.
He was unbelievable.
And I like Trottier.
Amazing.
He's a Penguin.
Trotz was tremendous.
He's not an Islander.
He was.
He came to the dark side.
He did. And he won a cup.
Look at Nova spanking St. John's. Indiana's losing to Northwestern. My worst nightmare. Purdue's up on Illinois. I just want to look at these.
But you had a big day.
I did, but I want to look at these. I want to look at these. I'm on Vandy. I'm on Wyoming. I'm on Michigan. I'm on Pacific getting 20. I almost dropped another one right there.
Night.
That was number two. That was number two, Sheriff. That was number two. Give me some, bro.
What was the line?
20. I got it at 20.
And they're up.
They're up 22-14.
Oh, that's beautiful.
It's early, though.
That's yeah, we can't get too excited.
I'm on Portland. I'm on Portland.
You got every game tonight?
Yeah, and I hit North Carolina. I hit Kentucky. I hit FAU. I hit UConn. And I hit Arkansas. I lost Michigan State. I hit Evansville. The Purple Aces on the road.
Strong.
Let me see really quick what else we got here. I lost Fordham on the spread. Hit St. Bonnie on the money line. I lost Iowa State. I hit VCU. I hit St. Louis. I hit Toledo.
Mafia, guess who's buying dinner tonight? You hear all this hit?
I lost A&M. I lost BCC. I hit Akron. And I got Stanford with the number, UCLA to win. I got Santa Clara with the number, and I got Nevada with that 6.5 to cover the spread. Colorado State to probably beat them. Have fun at dinner. I love you.
Thanks, brother. I
Dave
love it.
Sherman
Thank you
on
for having
the event.
When it comes to getting trusted sports gaming strategies and info, you can ask your dumb friend Kevin.
Duh.
Or you can just listen to us. We recommend us.
And we won't ask to borrow your car either.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network. You're listening to Farrell on the Bench with Scott Farrell.
So, Mafia, are you surprised that that I'm drinking warm Gatorade?
I mean, desperate times call for desperate measures. You know,
it is so awful when it's
warm.
Care
about the after-hours people. They're just like, what is it? Any drinks?
Well, why do you think it tastes bad when it's warm? It doesn't, like, when it's cold, it's so good.
Right.
And when it's warm, it's just the worst. Do you think it's
there's
just
a lot of drinks like that.
Do you think it's actually the worst to begin with, and I'm just killing myself drinking it?
Everything's better when it's cold. I mean, you know, water, Gatorade, alcohol. I mean, when you take a warm shot, how much does that burn? But, you know, you put on some, you know, some ice, little rocks, you know, bourbon on the rocks, it just goes down a lot smoother. Everything is better drink-wise cold, except like hot drinks. But otherwise, if it's like a cold drink, it's not good.
What did you think of that, like 400-gallon beer you drank today?
I thought it was delicious. I thought it was a great.
Did it get warm?
No, it didn't get warm. I mean, I wasn't out in the sun as much as you were. I was more under the awning. And I drank quick enough, you know, when you have that much of it that was cold. Coming out of the tap, it was ice cold at the time. It got a little, you know, warmer, but it never got warm.
That was huge. How big was that? 40 ounces?
40 ounces, yep. 40-ouncer.
That thing was mean.
Yeah. It was good.
What kind of beer was it?
Angel City IPA is one of the local ones. I always like when I go different places to try to find the local beer, so they had a good one there.
That is crazy, dude. I can't even believe that beer. It was so huge. I was just sitting there going, like, look at this guy, man.
Right, like the big German kind of Stein. I like those.
Yeah, I was like, man.
It was so big, it had two handles on it. It wasn't just a one-handle, you know, mug. It had one on each side because you needed to lift it in the beginning.
So, did I already ask you this? Were you surprised I had one of those Heineken 0.0s?
I wasn't surprised after yesterday when you found it so delicious yesterday. Then, you know, I knew once we went out, you're going to do it again. I was surprised yesterday when you first had it, but once I saw how much you enjoyed it, then there was no doubt you were getting that again.
Well, it was like, it's not, there's no alcohol or whatever.
Right.
But it's, it tastes just like Heineken.
Right. And if you like that taste, then it's perfect for you. I always thought, I mean, when you get some of these other
ones.
You
don't like the taste of beer?
No, I do. But some of the other ones, you know, when you usually, that's like a, you know, a premium brand kind of non-alcoholic. Usually you'd see guys get like, you know, Bush non-alcoholic or Bud is like.
Do they have that?
They have a lot of the brands, even the cheap, crappy ones. They have some non-alcoholic ones. When you get that, it's like, really? Is that a taste that you really want? No, you're drinking that for the alcohol. That's what you, the cheap beer is just for the alcohol, not because it tastes good.
Right.
So I see no point in that. But when it's something like Heineken has good taste. If it was some, you know, premier import, right, high-quality beer, then okay, I can understand a little bit more.
So I did it for the taste of the beer.
Yeah.
Not the alcohol at all. I don't, you know, it's been so long.
Especially for you. It's like, you know, bringing back memories with the taste.
Like you have no idea.
They talk about the different senses and how they have different memories attached to them. So that taste of the Heineken.
You have no idea.
It brings up some fun nights.
Like I actually, you know, I haven't had beer in like 12 years. So to have a cold Heineken with no alcohol, like, and it tasted just like Heineken, I was completely freaked out.
Right.
And then I could drink a few of them. And nothing happened to me at all. Zero. Not
Which
one.
Which probably throws your mind like a little loop at first. You're like, I just had three of these and I'm not feeling anything until you, you know, obviously you knew it was non-alcoholic.
But I knew it was, but I had absolutely zero effect of it. There was no alcohol whatsoever. But I, you know, believe it or not, in the past, there's been non-alcoholic beers that do have some alcohol.
Like traces of it, yeah.
Traces
it's not completely
of it.
Zero.
But if you drank like 20 of them, you'd get a buzz.
Right.
Whereas I don't want to drink 20 Heineken 0.0s. I just had a couple, and it tasted like Heineken, and I was satisfied with my wings and my chicken tenders and all that stuff, and all, and the quesadilla, and that, you know, the chips and guac and salsa and the bean dip he had going. Like, you know, these things, you know, they taste better with beer.
Absolutely.
And it tasted just like beer. It tasted just like Heineken. I couldn't believe it.
I mean, it's going to sound very bad when I say this, but there's a lot of things that taste better with beer or booze or just that little extra complimentary taste. It's going to make me sound like an alcoholic, but I think a lot of people feel that way.
Listen, I could care less.
I mean, wings. You can't, when if I have wings just by themselves, like, yeah, okay. If you have them, you know, with a nice beer.
Do you think it makes me want to? Do you think it makes me want to drink real beer?
No, I don't think so.
Because I have absolutely no interest in drinking real beer.
No, I mean,
anymore. I really don't.
You've always been in control with that. You've never gone, you know, it's never something that you've jonesed for. You've gone to bars with some people that have that where you can't go anywhere near. You can't be around people drinking it. you would always take us out when you weren't drinking and say, all right, I'll buy the beers. Like, you'd buy it for us and live vicariously through us. It's never been an issue for you with that.
It's never been an issue. So I don't want a beer. I just want, I wanted to try it to see what it tasted like. It tasted fantastic. Now I know. I told 34C2, I didn't hide from it. I said, I tried Heineken 0.0, absolutely zero alcohol, none. And I said, it was fantastic. And she's like, I'll grab a 12.
And I mean, especially for you, because you're limited in what you can have because of not having that or certain other things you have. You know, your Gator, your G2, whatever the right calorie you have.
I can only have zero. I can't have sugar. I'm pre-diabetic.
Right. Or you have, you know, the coffee when you have it. You got to cut down on that because of all the caffeine and sugar you put in that. You have the ginger ale, but there's too much sugar. So it gives you another option.
I got to tell you, the coffee at the hotel is just awful. So they put it out, but they put it out like it's Starbucks.
Right.
And I think it is. But it's the packaged Starbucks that they make, that they're
the stuff that they won't sell in their store. Right. They'll give to the hotel.
That's what they're doing. And so, but the difference is they make three tubs of it. Mm-hmm. One's decaf, two regular, and they just leave it there for hours, and it just is so. It tastes like car oil.
Right.
Every morning when I get up and go down there, but see, I think what it is at 6:30 it's fresh.
By the time you get there at 9.
At 8 o'clock, it's ass water.
Right.
It's the worst. Bro, it is the worst. But there is a Starbucks down the street a half mile. I ran there today, and there was a Starbucks.
Right, down by all the restaurants and stuff.
Right, but I'm jogging. I'm not going to jog back with a hot cup of coffee in my hand. I'm not doing it. And then there's a Starbucks here at the LA Live. I'd love to go there right now and get a Frappuccino or a Frappuccino. Like the caramel macchiato that I drank that I used to be obsessed with. Like when I'm on the road, I drink those and I would love one, but it's, I can't go there. I have 3 minutes between breaks and then I don't want one at 9 o'clock. It's too late.
Right. Then it's going to keep you off.
I don't want that. I want to just go to bed. You know what I mean? Like I would stay up and do something cool if there was something cool to do. There is nothing cool to do there.
No, not around that area.
There's literally nothing.
Like if we were walking back from here to the hotel we stayed in when we came in for Wilder Fury, there's...
That'd be a different story. Yeah. I'd pull up with you and have another one.
Right.
And I'd have no problem. Like
go to the dispensary on the way.
I gotta tell you, it was a lot more enjoyable for me having a 0.0. And I don't care what anybody thinks. If you don't like it, kiss my ass. But it was a lot better for me to sit there with you guys and have a fake one.
Than to have a soda.
Than to have a ginger ale.
Yeah.
It really was. It was like, I felt like, and like, I know JJ looked at it.
More like part of the group.
JJ looked at it. He's like, what is that? A 0.0? I'm like, yeah, bro. Like what? Like, I'm 56 years old. I don't care what you think of me. I don't drink. So what? So effing what? Who cares? I think it's the dumbest thing. Like hiding that I don't drink or not talking about it or not admitting it and whatever. I could care less. You don't like I'm having a 0.0, then go run with it. Go talk to yourself about it. Go walk down the street and talk about it. Go ahead. Tell your mother. Tell your lover. Tell your dog. I don't care. Just sitting there having a beer and eating all that food to me was normal.
Yeah.
It was just like having a normal beer for me.
Right. It made you feel like more a part of the group than, you know, out by yourself.
So I think what they should do is sponsor me.
That would be great.
I think they should because no one drinks their beer.
Lifetime deal.
No one drinks that Heineken 0.0, do they? I know they run tons of commercials for it.
Right.
Because they can't sell it. Right? So I think I could sell it. If I started chugging that stuff for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, I think I could do wonders for those people. I really do. I think I could take over the world. I really do. $57.35 bucks right now across the street. I can't even begin to tell you how disappointed I am that I'm not at that game.
You want it to blow out like this?
I don't care. I want to be at the game. I want a big bowl of popcorn, bottomless pit, and I want a Heineken 0.0, and I want to be sitting at that game right now watching LeBron and Giannis.
Now, let me ask you, did not have the show tonight, what do you think the chances are that Hara would have taken you with him?
100%.
Yeah?
100%.
You don't think he would have been worried and embarrass him in front of his famous rich people and leave you behind? Come up with some excuse?
Listen, not at all, because I think Rick's enormously known in business as a Harvard lawyer that has worked with all the leagues, the NBA, the NHL, the NFL, correct? Even baseball. But, you know, just more people know me.
That's
that
it.
That's true.
I need just more people know me. So if I walk in a room and they're like, oh, my God, Pharrell, it happens to me wherever I go. So I don't embarrass anybody. And I'm not, I don't put people in precarious positions and make them feel uncomfortable. I joke around with him a lot, but I've done a million things with him, and I've certainly never embarrassed him. You know, I'm on par with him. You got to remember, he's older than me. Mm-hmm. So, like, we've been friends for like 25 years, and I know that, you know, you never know. There was an age disparity. I think he's probably got 12 years on me.
Right.
And, you'd never really know it. Like, I get along with, you know it if you looked at us, but not in hanging out. Like, I've gone golfing with him. I've gone to fancy restaurants. You're going to go to a fancy restaurant with him on Thursday, and no one's going to care. They're just going to think, who are those two handsome young guys with those two old guys? That's what they're going to think. But at the end of the day.
Are you talking about that you and me are going to be the handsome young guys and Carver and Har are going to be the old guys? Or?
No. I think they'll think that you and Carver are younger than...
Yes,
than,
we are definitely younger.
...than Rick and I. So I think that's what's going to happen. Purdue is now lighting up Illinois 73-56 at Mackey. There's a kid blew his knee out right there for Illinois. Look at him. He's writhing in pain on the floor. The Bucks are winning the game. They're up 21 with six left in the second. How do you think that's going to go? For the Lakers the rest of the way. They're down 21.
They'll probably come back in this game. I don't think you're going to make it close, but this is the NBA, and everybody always comes back, and we know that Budenholzer has no problem sitting Giannis for huge stretches if they're up big.
Yeah, I think this game's over. I think the Bucks. If the Bucks score 75, there's 5 minutes left in the second, and they have 62 points. They score 13 more. They're at 75 at the half. I mean, they could score 150 points in this game.
Right now, the live line on FanDuel is 16.5.
They're killing them. They're up 24. I love that. And Purdue, you're going to hit both, Matthias. He's going to hit both. He's got the Butler, or he's got the Purdue Bucks parlay going. He loves sports betting, Matthias. He loves living in California where you're not allowed to bet on sports. He just loves it.
Great part, so part of a,
what he did today was he drove over to the state line. He went over to the Silver State, stepped on over the state line, and activated his app and made a bunch of money. He'll collect next time he's in Vegas, which will be tomorrow when he places his Wednesday bets. He drives there every morning. Like, people go to the store to get coffee, to Dunkin' Donuts or whatever. He goes and places bets in Nevada. It's only like 40-minute drive from where he lives in the high desert. Made a fortune tonight. How much did you say you won? 140 is not bad. That'll buy you McDonald's. You're good to go. So, man, do we got it going on in here tonight? I haven't even begun to start looking at all the scores of NBA games and NHL and everything else. It's Pharrell on a bench from... That's the problem with people. Everybody expects every team in the effing league to win the Super Bowl. One team wins. The rest of them lose.
Nothing for you.
How about that? One last indignity.
Yo, it's Pharrell. Yeah, I got to tell you this, and I've said this before when I was doing the Coast to Coast, the SiriusXM stage and setup, and like, I mean, they literally gave them. It's got to be the biggest stage in the entire place, is it not?
Yeah, I think it is. I mean, you have the three different sets there, and it's not even just that. They have their whole like compound area where you got like three more sets around the edge of it too for other lesser shows that they want to put on there, but that. Stage where they have the three different setups, all the lights, they have the huge video screen behind it. It's legit. It's serious. No pun intended. It's just awesome.
And they have this video going, like when nobody's there, like this high tech, like space futuristic video that's just rocking cool. And it is absolutely amazing.
Yeah, just different illustrations with the logos and stuff. That's smart to put it that way instead of just having it, with logos of whatever shows were there. Just to have that cool thing going on is awesome.
It's just some bizarre, like, futuristic space trip looking, you know, spaceship Enterprise looking thing, and it always ends up saying SiriusXM at the end of it, but it's just the most bizarre, colorful, trippy, wild, freaked out video you've ever seen in your life. I think they've done an incredible job selling their satellite radio. I mean, to tell you, it's the most amazing thing. It, bar none, the baddest ass thing in this entire place. It's not even close. Like, SiriusXM has blown everyone out of the water at the Super Bowl Radio Row. Blown everyone out of the water. They have the number one bar none setup going. And that's where we're doing Coast to Coast every day. Because we're on Sirius Channel 159. And you know, we're badasses. It's Pharrell and a Bench.